California lawmakers have unveiled a plan for a new tax on the state's wealthiest residents. The millionaire tax would impose a 1% tax on Californians who make more than $1 million a year, a 3% tax on those who make more than $2 million, 3.5% on those who make more than $5 million. The bill by Assemblymember Miguel Santiago of Los Angeles is meant to help Californians recover from the economic impact of COVID-19 and to curb growing economic inequality. Wendy Carrillo, also an Assemblymember from LA, says she's proud to co-author the bill.
There are children, seniors, and working age adults who are excluded from health care, economic security, and equitable opportunity. The COVID-19 global pandemic laid inequity for all of us to see, and if we are bound by a mandate to build back better, then it's time for us to act, and it's time for everyone to pay their fair share. We need a California for all, not a California for some.
Critics are sure to point to the state's current $15 billion budget surplus and say there's no need for an additional millionaire's tax. But supporters note that the state legislative analyst has predicted that if lawmakers don't address the economic impacts of the pandemic in coming years, California will face a $20 billion deficit. While California is home to more billionaires than any other state, more than 5 million Californians currently live in poverty. Supporters say the number of Californians in poverty has increased during the pandemic, while the combined wealth of U.S. billionaires grew by more than 44% last year. Ash Kalra is an Assemblymember from San Jose and a co-author of the millionaire tax. He says lawmakers not only have a duty to acknowledge economic inequality heightened by the pandemic, but to do something about it.
The wealth of just 9 of the country's wealthiest increased by more than $360 billion in the past year, while many face record unemployment and food and housing security, as we've definitely seen here in California. We know that wealth disparity has only been exasperated by the COVID-19 pandemic, and the economic inequality has continued to worsen among already vulnerable communities.
Silicon Valley Assemblymember Alex Lee is another co-author. He says the pandemic's economic impact has been hardest on communities of color.
Job loss has been heavily concentrated among low-wage workers, people of color, and women. Almost 85% of Black workers in California have filed for unemployment, and unemployment claims are also concentrated in high-poverty areas. It's more important now than ever for California to make bold choices and be a model for equitable recovery.
The measure faces an uphill struggle. Governor Gavin Newsom has said he does not support any additional taxes this year.